sad child is left alone, alone with his lonesome eyes. Older brothers ride away in boots and clothes so fine. He walks the hills and the railroad tracks, singing in a voice so high, a voice so wild it'll freeze your heart like the heart of the cross-eyed child. Behind the house, behind the barn, behind the white oak tree, underneath the old back porch where he may not be seen. He hides that they not laugh at him as they go riding by. See the tears that feeds the pain in the heart of the cross-eyed child.
Now for the last 15 years I've gone for cancer checkups there in Nashville. And one day, in the waiting room, an elderly lady who was sitting across the room from me came over and sat down next to me, and she says, "I know who you are, I see you on television." And she says, "I'm Clarence Wilson's daughter. Does that name mean anything to you?" And I said, "Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar." She said, "Well, Clarence Wilson could be considered another father of bluegrass music because he was Uncle Penn's banjo picker. He played with Uncle Penn." She said, "And I grew up in Rosine," and she said, "I knew Bill Monroe when he was a little boy, and he used to hide under the porch and listen to his brothers and his uncle play music." And she said, "And I used to lure him out from under the porch with chewing gum and get him to go upstairs and go out on the above the porch there and dance with me." Back inside the darkness there, he hears the fiddle tune. She takes his hand and pulls him out and leads him into the room, where brothers drink and uncles play and sisters dance in style. But no drop will stain his determined lips, the vow of the cross-eyed child. The rest of Bill Monroe's story we all know, the story of a man that was real determined. His brothers went to Gary, Indiana ahead of him, almost like they'd run off from him, and he trailed them up to Gary, Indiana, and he got a job in the refinery, and next thing he knew, he was supporting them. And he grew up real big and strong, and he said he could roll those oil barrels down that ramp. So at any rate, pretty soon him and his brother Charlie joined a dance team on WLS, and that's how he broke into music. And later they broke out of the dance team and became the Monroe Brothers. He wills himself to persevere as strong he upward grows. They come to match him fist and note, and then on their way they go. He does what he does the best he can. Some say it is his style, but they can't see old Kentucky in the heart of the cross-eyed child. Even up to the last years of his life, he was still writing songs and still creating and still proving himself. He had a heart attack and was in the hospital about a year before he had this last stroke. I went down to see him down there at Baptist Hospital. And I went up there and I found him in his room, and he was laying on the bed, and he was down. Almost couldn't move, and I went around where he could see where I was, and he went like this, and he motioned me to get down close to him, and he says, I've been putting this together. He says, now you could do this. And you could get those tones just right. And I start singing. Oh, lonesome. He starts singing a song to me. And he's actually laying in bed plugging the song. That's the good old Midwest work ethic. Still proving himself to people gone, his pride must have its way. There long since down in the churchyard ground on the hill so far away. He sings his song to the midnight sky, away along the radio dial. And around the world they hear the blues in the heart of the cross-eyed child. And no one grins, we all chime in to pick with the cross-eyed child. And you'll notice that wherever you go, whenever you see bluegrass bands play, you'll never see anybody smile. And the reason for that is that it's serious business.